While enjoying a glass of wine over summer, you may not stop to consider all the factors that make your drink unique. But scientists do, and they're working on a project that could help strengthen defences against wine fraud. That's when a winemaker or region is deliberately misrepresented, and it is a problem that's affecting the Australian industry. Sarah Sedgie reports.
So this is the 2017 Pinot Gris from Tumbarumba. So we've just...
At the Urban Winery Sydney, owner and winemaker Alex Retief is bottling some wine.
And there's the compressor.
With 18 years' experience as a winemaker, he has some well-evolved wine tasting skills.
I can tell varieties, I can generally guess countries broadly or hemispheres, but I'm certainly not at the stage where I can look at a wine, taste a wine and say, well, that's from, you know, the left bank of the Loire Valley and blah, 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 and be able to pinpoint down to what wine it is. And there are absolutely a lot of people who can, but that's an art form. That's amazing.
But where humans are limited, science is stepping up. The Australian Wine Research Institute and the CSIRO are collaborating on a project to help pinpoint exactly where a wine is from. Dr. Eric Wilkes is from the Australian Wine Research Institute.
What we are doing is looking at the trace metals and isotopic ratios of some elements in wine to help us identify unique characteristics of wine from different locations. And probably the difference compared to a lot of earlier projects that have been used to do this for wine and for other foods is we're not just using one, but looking at a range of different ones which are linked to different aspects of where the wine comes from. So we're looking for things that are contributed by the water that grows the vines, from the underlying geology, and from the air that's around them.
Dr. Wilkes says when developed, the approach could help protect Australian wine exported overseas against fraud.
Wine fraud is essentially like all forms of fraud, where you are trying to misrepresent the origin or quality of a product. So in the case of wine, it can be labelling a product as something it is not, i.e. something like a very well-known or famous brand, or probably more commonly labelling something as being a variety or from a region that it's not originally from.
It's a problem the industry has been responding to. Brian Smedley is the chief executive of the South Australian Wine Industry Association.
Obviously, when you have a wine that's in market that's have a strong brand that's reputed to be an Australian brand, companies want to take and respond in ways to ensure that that brand's reputation is preserved.
And with swindlers using more advanced methods to dupe people, Dr. Wilkes says better scientific defences can help.
These days, people who are faking well-known wines are using much, much, much more sophisticated techniques, and they can be very, very difficult to find.
But if you're more of a wine enthusiast than a serious connoisseur, winemaker Alex Retief has this advice.
To me, wine is kind of like a painting. Everyone's got different opinions on artworks and everyone sees something differently, and same with wine. And the only thing that I really will keep stressing to everyone who comes in here, if you like it, it's not a bad wine. Doesn't matter what price point it is. If you like it, that's the wine for you.
Winemaker and owner of the Urban Winery Sydney, Alex Retief, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.